What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as we know, there are various reasons for a man to put the mask on. However, one reason that we all know is the declaration of war that a woman has that's called divorce. Now, before I get into this article, just a quick little trek off into the side. I'm going to give you guys the after action report for Valancuk's Day this Monday. And yeah, some very interesting things took place. Now let's get back to this article that was published on the 12th of February. Husband accused of offlining his wife in Encino is charged with her termination. Ah, yes. Good old Cuckafornia, or should I say bad old Cuckafornia, and its insane gun laws. However, people are getting taken out by firearms damn near every day in this state, despite all those restrictions. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Santa Monica man is accused of shooting his wife to deletion as she left a religious meeting in Encino with their teenage son. He has been charged with her termination, prosecutors said Wednesday. Wow, she left a religious meeting. Now, of course, my twisted ass mind, the first thing that comes to my mind, Paul Kersey. You know Jesus? Well, you're about to meet him. Bam! Sean Farzan, 64, allegedly offlined his wife, Linda Farzan, 54, on February 5th amid the couple's pending divorce. Now, I can go ahead and end the video right there because we have the pure, crystal clear motivation as to why this man decided to put the mask on. However, we're going to continue. He fled the scene on foot before being arrested nearby, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. The shooting happened at around 7:20 p.m. that evening in the 18,000 block of Santa Rita Street, police said. He has been charged with one count of first-degree termination and one count of felony child abuse under circumstances or conditions likely to cause great bodily injury or deletion, as prosecutors allege the victim was with their underage son at the time. He's 64, she's 54, yet they have an underage child. Just something to think about. Quote unquote, this was a tragic and deeply disturbing shooting that took place in front of a child, District Attorney Nathan Hockman said in a statement announcing the charges. No family should ever have to endure such a tragedy. Well, Mr. Hockman, let me ask you this question. Is divorce not a tragedy? Just asking for a friend. Lots of kids go through divorces every day, and that royally fucks them up. Yeah, this kid saw his mother get terminated. That's going to fuck him up. But let me ask you this question. Which would be a more longer lasting battle for that kid? Watching his parents get divorced and go through the legal system, or his mother getting terminated? Both are bad, but one's going to have an even longer lasting effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People just don't discount just how bad kids are screwed up when their parents get divorced. But that's another subject for another time. Farzan is scheduled to face arraignment on February 20th at the Van Nuys Courthouse. No other details about the case have been released by prosecutors or police. Well. To you women out there, particularly you wives, I know you're never going to hear this video. However, maybe a male relative of yours will hear this video and pass this information along to you. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of husbands out here who thought to themselves, if only I could get away with it. And that thought process alone is what's keeping a lot of you above ground. Yeah. Yep. And the husbands that have gone through divorce, a lot of them have made this thought process. Lead is cheaper than a lawyer. Let me say that one more again. A lot of husbands, when faced with divorce, the war that you women declare on him, they think to themselves, lead is cheaper than a lawyer. If only I could get away with offlining this bitch. However, something else that I like to say when it comes to HMT. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. However, ladies, I'm letting you know, it's only because of that man's restraint that a lot of you are still drawing breath on this earth. However, there are men who say, fuck it, and they're going to go all the way. Mm-hmm. What more do I need to say, ladies? What more do I truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down outside of a religious meeting, so that's public. Gonna give that a 5. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid had to see what happened, so I gotta give that a 60. And for the brutality factor. Sounds like he shot her multiple times, so I'm gonna give him a 20. So Sean, fatality, Farzan gets a score of 90. All right, gentlemen, let's go back to the age of Mr. Farzan. 64, gray divorce. That man was going to be absolutely destroyed by the system. Yeah. As we all know, a gray divorce, that is damn near a death sentence for a man. Never going to be able to retire. 64 years old, possibly paying child support and alimony, especially if they've been married over 10 years out here in this state, where it's still damn near lifetime alimony. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Guess what? that man was going to have jail hanging over his head regardless. Can't pay the extortion? Go to jail. Can't pay the monthly ransom? Go to jail. So guess what this man decided to do? He decided to do what I like to call the three hots and a cot retirement plan. Yeah. Yeah. He took matters into his own hands and he did what needed to be done. That's what he decided. So yeah, three hots and a cot, being taken care of for the rest of his life. And guess what? The worst part about all of this, he has more rights in criminal court than he would have had in family court. Ain't that the motherfucking cherry on top? That is absolutely insane that that is the case. But we all know divorce is a multi-billion dollar a year business. Oh, well. Oh, well. He won't be the first, and he damn sure won't be the last. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives out there who think at no matter what age you decide that you're going to declare war on your husband, let me go ahead and remind you. A lot of husbands, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go so far as to say, every married man at some point during their marriage thought to themselves, if I could only get away with it, if I could only get away with it. Yeah, a lot of you wives just do not understand just how close you are to being taken offline by your husband. But I'm going to reiterate, it's his restraint that's allowing you to stay above dirt. However, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will take action up to and including lethal action. So you better understand this and understand this clearly. The power you think that you have via the state, or should we say, the gun of the state, the false protection that you believe you have, all of that, that can and will go out. Feminism and the idea that you can also use the Duluth model as a sword of Damocles over your husband's head to keep him in line, that will go out as well. Because I'm going to keep reiterating this. You women truly do not understand just how close a lot of you are to being, you know, put 6 feet deep, to being dirt napped, if you will. And especially you wives who decide, oh, I'm going to use the system to declare war on my husband through divorce. Yeah, that husband more than likely has thought to himself during that process, lead is cheaper than a lawyer. She wants war, I will bring her war. And a lot of you, yeah, you think you're going to get away with it. However, there are husbands out there who will say, fuck it, I'm going scorched damn earth. I'm taking everything down. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.